views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
WBLQ. This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie. Welcome again to another miracle. This show is about holistic health and wellness. Miracles of holistic health and wellness. And there are truly a lot of miracles. I had a very busy week, a very busy 10 days. And I'm here today with another special naturopathic doctor. I've been traveling this week, meeting so many. But Dr. McCables was with me last week. You know Dr. McCable Moore, and she hosts the radio show with me. We've been having some great conversations about how to help the average person at home who works all day, come home to their kids at night, and start all over again the next day, and they wonder how they're doing it. I met a young lady yesterday, and I happened to meet her again today. And I just looked at her, and she's in her 40s, and I asked her, how does she do it? Two children, one 2 years old, the other one six. She gets up at 5 every day. She stops at 6 every night, and then she has to attend to the kids. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can do it, and a lot of times what happens is we forget that when we give the body what it truly needs, it will work for us. I'm not talking about giving the body a cup of coffee and some toast. I'm talking about giving the body 43 essential nutrients every day. I'm talking about maximum nutrition and small dosages all day long. You know, and I say that and I try not to underestimate the power of nutrition. But I'm passionate because I know truly I am able to do all the things that I do in on a daily basis because of the nutrition. And last week, Dr. McCable and I, we talked a lot about 10 tips on what you can do on a daily basis in order to get your health in shape. Dr. McCable is a naturopathic doctor. She's a prominent nutritionist. She travels the country. She does individual consultation with clients all over the country. And she has a lot of value to give, especially to those who are just beginning to learn how to take care of their health. And I'm not to tell you that we are still struggling in our country with health, healthy people who go to work every day and they cannot reach 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon before they're exhausted or they need that third or fourth cup of coffee. Welcome, Dr. McCabe. We're here to have some more fun, give some more value on how to get people to take care of themselves. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be back. And you know, Dr. Ronnie, this is the most talked about subject. Everyone just wants to know, just how do I feel good? How do I feel healthy on a consistent basis without taking drugs? And so that's what this is about, because we've lost the most, much of our society has lost the most natural instinct to man. And that is just how do we simply stay healthy? And that's what I love that you present, is you returned us to the natural laws of our body and how to do this and make it a lifestyle, because that's what it's all about. It's all about us having longevity, happiness, and being in well bodies as long as we're here. So I just love being a part of this conversation, and I just want to thank all the listeners out there for asking for this, because the more you guys ask for it, the more we can respond and deliver the right answers so we can all be happy in our bodies, you know, and it not just be a cliche thing. So I know that last week we talked about exercise, we talked about nutrition, and we just got all kind of texts and calls. So I'm ready, Dr. Ronnie. I'm following your lead. I'm ready because we have hundreds, thousands of people out there who are waiting to hear the answers.
Well, you know, I'm so passionate about this subject of, and I guess you can tell, about how do we get 43 essential nutrients in our body every day. And, you know, that's just one thing. And, you know, I'm passionate about how do we keep our bodies clean. I mean, clean to the point where I'm not talking about drinking water. You see, it's important that we understand what detox is. You know, detoxification means different things to different people, different things to different doctors. But for me, detoxification means cleansing the bodily organs, cleansing your bloodstream. It means keeping your body alkaline. It means stop processing, eating processed food. It means stop eating unnecessary which we call dead foods. It means giving the body live foods. Live food simply means food that creates life inside the body. And, you know, one of the things that someone said to me last week, we talked about green drinks and we talked about antioxidant drinks. And, you know, and I mentioned a few antioxidant drinks maybe three or four last week. And I wanted to just say, you know, I try not to make it too complicated, and people shouldn't make things so complicated. Every single day, I'm sure someone's eating antioxidants and that they're not even aware that they're eating. So I wanted to answer her question, what is antioxidants? Antioxidants are natural compounds that really help you to protect your body against the harmful cells, or it keeps your cells from being damaged. And we call it free radicals, which basically means there's atoms or groups of atoms in our cell that causes damage to our cells. Now, saying that, cellular health is very, very important. Keeping your immune system strong is very important. Keeping your body from developing infections and flus and viruses over the season is very, very important. I have to say that just about 2 hours ago before this show, I was making a pot of soup for one of my clients because that's my favorite pastime, to make soups and juices and stuff like that. And as I'm putting in the turmeric and I'm putting in the garlic and I'm putting in the onions and I'm putting in, you know, these are, believe it or not, antioxidants. You know, someone said to me, is green tea an antioxidant? Yes, green tea is an antioxidant. So, and the reason why I'm saying this is because it's not hard today to eat healthy and to do the right things. A lot of it is just lack of knowledge. So every morning when we wake up, we want to have a green drink. That's Maximum Nutrition, 6 to 8 servings of vegetables in a glass. And then 2 hours later, you want to have a 1 ounce of an antioxidant. And I'm talking about from the berry family, like blueberry, blackberry, bilberry, raspberry, goji berries, acai berries. And I mentioned so many of them because I want people to realize that there are so many antioxidants today that's out there that can help the body to help cleanse and to keep free radicals from you. And then we talked about an anti-inflammatory drink. And I do a lot of anti-inflammatory drinks, but I also want people to know just basic lemon and lime. When you wake up in the morning, have a glass of just plain water, not ice water, just room temperature water, and squeeze a lemon in there, squeeze lime in there. So we talked about that last week as well. And then we talked a little bit about, okay, something that a lot of people are having a difficult time with, sleep. And then we talked about, you talked a lot about exercise, because people realize that if you exercise, you have more energy.
Right.
So, Dr. McCabe, in your busy, busy day, what is your day like? And do you get tired, like, in the afternoon? And what do you do in the afternoon for that? We've got basically 1 minute for you to answer that.
Okay. Well, I get up very early in the morning. Normally, I'm up at 4:30 in the morning. If I get up at 5:30, it's actually late for me. So I do feel a calming down around 1 o'clock. And but usually I don't have a fall, because I what I do is I get up in the morning, I drink my water, and I like the lemon ginger water. That ginger gives me the extra pep. It gives me the extra energy. So one thing that I have found is that I'll take that same lemon ginger water, and sometimes I'll even add a touch of honey for it, and I'll take that around midday, and it'll give me that pep. It'll give me that extra pep in my step. At the same time, it's cleaning my blood, my circulatory system, my urinary tract, and it just really feels great. So that's what I do. I'm a morning person, but the lemon ginger water does great to revitalize the salt, the cells, put the oxygen in it, and it just gives you that extra pep. So
wow.
That's what I do, Dr.
So
Ronnie.
When we come back, I want to talk about what I do in the middle of the afternoon and make me revitalize my day. More when we get back.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you interested in schools that inspire, excite, and encourage our kids to step beyond what they thought was possible? The Access Possibilities School is enrolling now. Students in grades K through 8 are welcome to our virtual classroom. Classes start September 8th. For more information about the Access approach, teachers, enrollment, and what makes us different, visit accesspossibilitiesschool.com. That's accesspossibilitiesschool.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Hello, we're back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and we are talking with Dr. McCabe, and the two of us have been going over 10 healthy tips that we can give someone to get them started on a healthy lifestyle for the season coming. We know that the flu season's starting and people are going to present with flu and cold and viruses. And just all of a sudden, your energy level is going to go down and you're going to want to eat more food, drink more wine, and cover up and not exercise. I mean, that's the standard for the winter, especially here on Martha's Vineyard and all around the country. I mean, that's what people do. It's a comfort time of the year for people to cover up. But then the summer comes and then you don't feel good about yourself. So how do you stop that crazy cycle of gaining weight, losing weight, high energy, low energy? The way to do that is to create what's called a day where you do have small portions of highly nutritional content. And what I mean by that is, like, if you take a cup of instead of a cup of tea, just a cup of green juice that's full of nutrients, that's full of all kinds of vitamins and minerals. That's what I call maximum nutrition. And then 2 hours later, if you have a protein smoothie with all of the amino acids in place, that's another highly nutritional drink. And let's just say, for an example, you want to end your day with just 43 essential nutrients in it. Then you can have something what I call an oatmeal or rice, hot rice cereal that have all the 43. And we've had a show on that, Dr. McCabe, and I'd like to do another show on that in a couple of weeks, because we get so many questions about how to get the 43 essential nutrients in your body. So I'm willing to have another show on that. But I want to also mention one other thing that we said we were going to talk about today. No matter what you do, whether you have all your drinks that day, drink good water, which is important, you rest, which is very important. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, and that is something called integral wellness and longevity, or integral wellness and age management, or anti-aging. So many different practitioners say it in different ways. And I wanted to mention that because that's a type of medicine or health perspective. It's a new perspective and approach to optimal health. And what it does, it uses evidence-based knowledge to evaluate and to understand someone's chronic illness. And as you know, I specialize in 21 chronic illness. I have a background of over 25 years of helping people with chronic illness. And I've been utilizing integral wellness and age management approach for the last 3-4 years since I've met Dr. Tomas. And what we do is we evaluate your blood and we use some lab work so that we can really customize your condition. And I have to tell you, it makes all the difference in the world, because I've been doing a lot of work with people with chronic illness. And the one thing that they're afraid of, and that is that the true value of blood work, because they think they don't understand it, so they're afraid to go and have it. But it can truly save your life, and I know you and I are at that level where we understand that. We know that we have to eat natural food, and we have to do maximum nutrition, and we have to exercise, and we have to sleep. But there's a missing link, and that missing link is people really need to understand that you too can understand what your blood levels are. If I asked someone what their hematocrit or their hemoglobin was, I would like for them to know that, because that's really important. You need to know what your mineral status is. I know a lot of people now know that they're vitamin D deficient. Are you vitamin D deficient? I mean, everybody seems to be vitamin D deficient these days.
I'm not vitamin D deficient, because I know how not to be not vitamin D deficient. And vitamin D is impossible to be synthesized in the body without proper sunlight. So that's just an important thing with vitamin D. So it's quite natural for 80% of people on the planet, because most people are of color, to become D deficient in the wintertime. But the key to would be simple. It's the green vegetables. And it's also the sunlight. That's the only way that your body actually synthesizes and produces and utilizes the vitamin D. But I can say, as a vegan, I'm always careful about being vitamin B, like A, B, B as in boy deficient. And I have always taken a very, very good B complex and B12 supplement. And, you know, with that, the food just is not reaping what we have to. We have to have these foods that have infused nutrients in them. So I am very careful in that. But vitamin D, no. That's a matter of correct diet and proper sunshine, of which, you know, I'm a strong advocate of the exercise and getting outside.
Well, good, because I bet in certain parts of the country, everybody must be vitamin D if that's the case. But, you know, it has a lot to do with a lot of things. Yes, the sun, but also it depends on whether the person is metabolizing and absorbing the vitamin D, and depends on what types of foods they're eating. And also it depends on someone's cleansing ability. If they have good phase one and phase two detoxification phase, because a lot of people don't realize that not only does toxicity affect the absorption level of what you're going to metabolize and retain in your body for good nutrition, but it also gets the body to the point where if you're not absorbing your right nutrients, then you don't have room to even you don't have room to increase your vitality, because your body's constantly working really hard on trying to maintain the levels of where you're supposed to be. If you're below levels in your vitamin D, your vitamin A, and vitamin C, and a lot of people are below levels in their vitamin B, the body's always struggling trying to get to that level. And when the body's always struggling trying to get to that level, your immune system suffers and you end up getting sick a lot. That's why it's important to be in homeostasis. It's important to be in balance. And that's why, again, getting back to integral wellness is important. Did you know that 2 years ago, you know, I found out that I had a high aluminum? You know, and I'm like thinking, like, me, high aluminum? Where did I get aluminum level from? And why is my aluminum levels high? And I, you know, and it just kept bothering me, you know, why? And so what I realized is that people are not sitting down eating aluminum or lead. And, you know, of course it is in things that it shouldn't be, but it depends on whether somebody is absorbing it. Like, you can eat from aluminum pots and I can eat from aluminum pots, but maybe you won't have high aluminum and I will. Depends on whether how healthy our liver, our gallbladder, our pancreas, and our colon is. And see, those are our detoxification organs and our kidneys. I don't know if I mentioned that. So if we take care of our organs and we take care of our bloodstream, which is our life stream, then sometimes everything falls into place. And that's why I specialize in detoxification, because I realize the body's immune system can be altered drastically when the body's not in balance.
And Dr. Tani, I think that's just such a wonderful conversation, because that's so true and so few people actually know that. They think that it's set for life. No, everything that you consume is chemically setting it where it's going to be, or altering it and changing it.
Yes, exactly. And one lady said, she says, you were talking about free radicals, and she says, what else can damage the cells? Well, I can talk to you for months and months and months, but when we come back, I would like to talk more about that, but I want to simply say diet also contributes to the formation of unhealthy cells or free radicals. When the body obtains nutrients through the diet as opposed to nutrients through pills or capsules, you're likely to absorb it better and you're likely to have less effort, and the nutrients can reach the cellular level at a higher rate, as opposed to the body trying to break down tablets and capsules. I mean, that's the best way to say that. So I say that a lot because I'm a traditional older naturopathic doctor. I come from the day when easily you could leave my office with a bowl of pills. Because that's what we used to do 20 years ago, 25 years ago. We used to like say, okay, you need vitamin A, here's a bottle. You need vitamin B, here's a bottle. You need some ginkgo, biloba, here's a bottle. You need some green tea, here's some tea. I mean, you know, here's some melatonin. Here, you know, I specifically remember those days. And so today, we don't really have to do that. You don't have to leave somebody's office with a bowl or a basket full of bottles of pills. Today, we really can get our nutrition, and we really can. And that's why juicing is important, and making great soups is really important, and drinking antioxidant juices having aloe vera. See, all of these things is what contributes to maximum nutrition. And also herbal drinks. I mean, a lot of people are now starting to do herbal drinks. And I think that's important because, you know, we have to give our bodies all of these maximum nutritional drinks in order. Our food just don't have it anymore. And I know I sound like a broken record, but we don't have it in our foods anymore. You are not going to be healthy and well if you think you're going to get it with just food. I'm sorry to say that. And I think most doctors, and especially naturopathic doctors, know that. So when we come back, I want to hear from you, Dr. McCabe, on how to have a healthy day from start of morning till night. I know you're going to include exercise in that. More when we get back.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hello, we're back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host on Holistic Radio. And man, there's a lot of miracles today, miracles of holistic health and wellness. And we're with Dr. McCabe again this week, and we're talking about the 10 healthy tips that you could do every day in your life to start getting your health in shape. Now, first things first, hi, Dee. We want to talk to Dee from Pennsylvania. Dee has a question.
Can you hear me okay, or I'll take it off speakerphone?
We can hear you good, Dee.
Oh, good. Hi. Nice
Hi.
To meet you.
Hi.
So, you know, I had a horse. I still have a horse, but a different horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I accidentally pulled the rein a little too tight, and we went to crash into the ground. And his half of his body was on top of my foot. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, he was laying there too, the poor kid. So he had to help me, you know, hobble home. I hung on to his back with my arm. Long story short, I had two MRIs, and the thing keeps swelling up. I had a half a cast, and they're telling me nothing's wrong. This has been going on for now, about 4 years, where it gets so excruciating, the pain and the cramping. So it was the top of my foot, like a little bit of a break. I don't know the name of it or anything like this. It was nothing like so major, but yet it's giving me such a major problem. So can you suggest any kind of test that can really get to the bottom of this?
Well, sometimes, you know, there's something called hairline trauma to tissues and bones, and hairline means they basically, it's there, but they can't see it. The best, yes, you should never stop trying to get tests if you have an issue that's so painful. But I had a lot of success with pain like that by utilizing seven different organic essential oils that you put underneath the foot, one at a time, one oil, you wait 10 minutes, you put another oil, and you do all seven of them. It's called the Pain Control from Organic Essential Oil Company that I use, and we have had so much success. The other thing that you want to do is you want to do a lot of different anti-inflammatories. I don't know if you're doing medications or not, but some of these anti-inflammatory nutrients really, really help. Do you find that your foot is swollen at the ankle side, or is it, where is
the
pain?
Oh, my goodness, I'm glad you said that. I forgot to tell you. Yes, the foot gets so swelled up. It's not only the foot that gets real swelled up. It's not even a foot anymore. It's the ankle, too, and then it starts going up like my calf, and I can't fit into socks. I can't fit into a shoe. Uh-huh. I'm so glad you said that. I would have forgot to tell you that part.
Mm-hmm. You're inflamed, and so, you know, you're going to have to get the inflammation down. So what I'm going to do is invite you to text me at 774-208-2477, and I'll tell you how to get those anti-inflammatory oils. It really works. We have seen so much success with it.
All right, good.
Okay. Nice talking to you,
Dee. Very much.
Looking forward to it. Okay, so
thank you.
I was thinking too, Dr. McCabe, what you want to do is you want to give someone or all those listeners out there a typical day. I always get excited about your day. I don't know why. Because I mean, sometimes I just see you like walking, like when you were on the Martha's Vineyard and you would just be casually walking the island. And I'm just like, wow, where does she get that energy from? And I know you multitask when you're walking. I saw you on the phone, so you look so happy. So tell everybody, what is a happy, healthy day for you starting from the morning?
Okay, well, I get up early in the morning, and I like to rise before everyone else is up. And I normally, the first thing I do, the first 15 minutes of my day is dedicated to me and God. And I do that. Then I collect myself, and I may do some personal reading. But usually, the first thing that I put in my mouth is always water. And I usually do lemon water, be it some type of filtered water. Sometimes it's distilled water. It depends on if I'm in a special program. But normally, it's just some filtered water with a little lemon in it. And that's how I get my system to going. I go outside every single day. It's very rare that I do not go outside in nature first thing in the morning. That first air is crisp, and it's clean and the most unpolluted air of the day. I get my circulatory system, my mind, my mental, as well as my physical capabilities going with the fresh air in the morning. I deliberately do a walk. Even if I don't fast walk for exercise, I walk for the mental clarity because it will set my results for the rest of the day. And it feels good. It's relaxed. And everything that I need to do, my mental capacity is so accelerated in the morning. So I usually do my walking, and sometimes I even carry a little pad with me because all the creative thoughts come usually during that period of the day. The rest of the day is just dedicated to the actual application. But the creativity for me comes in the morning. So if you're a morning person, or even if you're not, that fresh air is wonderful. Then I go back, and I always do my smoothies. I am vegan, and I very easily get drained of electrolytes, meaning my body can very easily be drained of minerals. And so I always do a nice, fresh green smoothie. I put my green supplement in it that I usually do from Univera. It has my wheatgrass, it has my land greens and my sea greens, and I usually put a banana in it also because that potassium and those, that perfect balance of minerals is very healthy for my system. So I usually you know, get my smoothie going after I've gotten up and done my little dedicated to God time. I do my walk. I do my water. I get my smoothie going. Then after that, I'm well into my day. And that's work, you know, calls, seminars, whatever they may be doing. That's my actual application that I do. And so we can go quickly past that. And it's not uncommon. I want to address what Dee said. Dr. Ronnie, you're the one who showed me Regenicare. Most Americans have some type of inflammatory condition, and I took your suggestion some years ago and start doing that Regenicare in the morning, and it makes a complete difference. I know that you probably direct her towards detoxifying in some way, but that Regenicare works wonderfully in keeping down inflammatory conditions, be it arthritis or just be it something very mild. And so I usually add that in my morning water. All I add it in my morning smoothie. I'm not really religious about which one, just as long as I get it in the morning. And so then I'm into my day. I'm in with the children. The most important thing is when I wind down in the evening time, I go through my day. I have usually every 2 hours, I have my maximum nutrition in the morning with my greens and my smoothie and everything. And usually every couple hours after that, I am having some water. I'm having some herbal tea. I do my salads in the afternoon. Now, one thing that I'm very, very good at, which is very, very good for the digestive system, because I am prone to digestive weakness, is I do not eat after the sun goes down. And if you are prone to digestive disorders, that is my biggest suggestion for everyone out there, that do not eat after dark. And if I do, I'm taking some type of smoothie or something. But I'll get all my maximum nutrition usually before 6 o'clock. And if I need something after there because I'm doing a late nighter, it is not something that's heavy on the digestive system that it has to work. It's in the liquid form. And then when I retire in the evening, usually I just retire. But I can feel the difference when I don't do adequate water. So I am very conscious to try to get at least, you're supposed to have half your body weight in water as a minimum. And you can really feel the difference. I can feel the difference in my sleep pattern when I don't have enough water. So that's my typical day. And that's my normal routine. And if I'm undergoing a special detox, of which I do several times a year, minimum 3 times a year, I'm even stricter than that, because then I'm getting my maximum nutrition every 2 hours, and I'm making sure I get my water, and I'm making sure and I'm getting my colonics in and my colon irrigations. But that's my normal, regular routine, of which is followed, that maintains optimum health for, you know, optimum performance.
Wow. Okay. That was Dr. McCabe's healthy day. What a great tip. You know, it's always important that people actually see a whole day, because sometimes when we're talking about, you know, we could spend a long time on an antioxidant or a green drink or a probiotic or an enzyme, but then at some point we need to show, or we need to explain, what does all of that look like? And I know I'm going to answer this lady's call in about 2 seconds. I just got a text. She wanted to know what was my, I ended this, the last session with my particular drink that gets my energy up. And I have to tell you, that's soup. For me, broth is the most important thing for me to keep my energy level up. And broth is going on all day long. And I'll tell you, 2 hours before the show, I did a big, huge pot of broth. And I'll tell you how I did that. I took a handful of collards, a handful of kale, a handful of cabbage. I cut up some celery. I cut up some cauliflower. I did a lot of garlic. I mean, so much garlic that people look at it like, wow. Did I say onions? Yes, I did. Let's see what else I did. Oh, and I did a lot of broccoli, the bitter broccoli. I did some green beans and some carrots and squash. I cut it all up in the pot. I put distilled water because I'm going to drink this broth. And I did put the spices in the pan. I put some cut up onions, cut up garlic, no salt seasoning, which is made from vegetables, a little turmeric, a little bit of curry, and some coconut oil. And I ground the garlic and the onions. And then after that, it got really, really hot, so I poured water on that, and I made sort of like a seasoning gravy. And I already had the vegetables in the pot with some distilled water, and then I poured that gravy seasoning that I just made over the vegetables, and I put it in a crock pot with the top on it, and then about, and then that will like, I would say in a crock pot, what do you call it? Just cook slowly. It's just a slow cooker for 10 hours. And in 10 hours, I will have the best tasting broth that you would ever completely, you would never forget it. It tastes so good. And I drink that, and it's full of minerals and vitamins. And that's what I do. More when we come back.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is coming up right around the corner on October 24th from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with free admission located at the North Seattle Community College in the Conference Center. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. You won't want to miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org, and we'll see you there.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hello, we're back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host on Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And I have Dr. McCabe with me, and we have been talking the last 2 weeks about 10 healthy tips, 10 healthy things that you can do to enhance your life and get your health in shape, especially that flu season is around the corner, and viruses and colds. One of the things that we've talked about, which we never stop talking about, and that is getting 43 essential nutrients in your body. The other thing we talked about is alkalizing and keeping your body cleansed through detoxification. And we believe that you should detox 21 days every year, or 7 days every season. Or, and I would also say and, because we found out that even if you did 2 days a week, I still believe you need to do 21 days out of a year, because it takes 21 days for your body to go through every organ and for it to reach your bloodstream. And detoxification is not an easy thing to do, and you have to be careful and you have to do it right. But there's a science behind detoxification. It's not juice drinking, it's not fasting, and it's not starvation. We have been talking a little bit about what are antioxidants and why you should take antioxidants in your life. We talked about anti-inflammatories and why it's important to have an anti-inflammatory drink and why most of us are inflamed and what you should do about being inflamed. And then we talked about rest. We talked about the importance of sleep and the importance of exercise. And we actually gave you a whole day of what a healthy day looks like, according to Dr. McCabe. I wanted to answer this one question, and Dr. McCabe, I'll let you talk a little bit about some more healthy things they can do. But once someone just texted me and she asked me, she says, with all of the green foods that you mentioned in your soup, does that help your pH balance? And I thought that was a great question, and the answer is yes. So, you know, the term pH means the concentration of hydrogen in the body, and why we should not be too acid, because too few hydrogen ions in the body means the solution is alkaline. So if you put more hydrogen ions in the body, you can become more alkaline, and that's why it's important to eat green foods. When I say green foods, I'm talking about things like dark greens, like broccoli, collards, spinach, kale, these particular foods, and also lemons and limes, and even avocados to a certain extent. These are foods that help you to alkalize your day and your body. Now, of course, we should not be completely alkalized, and we should not be completely acid. I mean, we don't have to talk about how to be acid, because being acid is so easy. It's easy to be acid in a day. We just want to be, the pH scale is from 0 to 14, and all those who know about the pH scale, we know that acidity, completely acidic means 14, and completely alkaline, 7 is neutral. And so the pH is measured from a scale of 0 to 14. And I'm very sorry, I did it backwards. 0 completely means acid, 14 completely means alkaline. So I always tell people you want to stay in that middle of being neutral. And therefore, and the reason why I say that is because you don't want someone getting up, Dr. McCabe, and all day long they're drinking green drinks. That person will become too alkaline. You have to have a healthy balance. You have to have a healthy balance with everything in life. So I hope that answers her question. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about, which we always talk about, and I wanted to sort of end this, because I'm sure you're going to give somebody a healthy, what does a healthy dinner look like? It was one of our questions. But I wanted to say, before we did that, when you do soup, for an example, on the soup that I gave you, I mentioned a lot of different greens, but I also will add carrots. And because someone asked me, is it always green? No, I will add red cabbage to my soup. I will add beets to my soup. I will add or carrots to my soup, or squash. So my soup is not completely green all the time. We talk a lot about green foods and green juices because of the medicinal power that it has, because of the intensity of the nutrients and how it can help build your red blood cells and all of the great qualities that our green foods have. But that's not to say that you shouldn't eat other vegetables, because I eat them all from every color of the spectrum. And so I, you know, one of the things I taught my children, and I started them out with eating soups many, many, many years ago when they were just young kids. And I would put color of different things in the soup so that they can see beautiful colors in the pot, because it's visual. When you see a lot of colors in the pot of soup, you want to eat it. You want to gravitate to that because of the visual of the colors and how well it looks. So I think that's important. Cooking, chopping your vegetables up and cooking your vegetables on the stove and taking a picture of it really helps your children, and it helps other people when you put it out there on Facebook. So Dr. McCabe, a healthy day give some value yes. on what a healthy day, what a healthy dinner looks like. For
yes,
me,
Dr.
a healthy dinner is different from you. You're with your healthy dinner.
Yes. And you know, Dr. Ronnie, I just love your broth. You make the absolute most delicious, nutritious broth ever. And it's funny because when I'm with you at your beautiful home and your beautiful retreat, and I drink those broths, it's just so satisfying. Who knew a broth could be that satisfying? And it's because it's feeding the cells. It's feeding the cells. So I'm going to show what a healthy dinner looks like if you're not having the extremely nutritious broth that you give with all those healthy greens in it. And if you are not doing a detox, or if you're doing one that's a lot slower and you're eating solid food, it basically will look the same way of what's in the broth. It would just be solid. And one of the things I love most are my kales and my collards. And sometimes I even mix them. And if you get those kales and those collards, and a lot of people don't know that you just have to steam them just until they're soft with your olive oil and your garlic in them, plenty, plenty, plenty of garlic. And the other thing I like to do is I do a healthy baked sweet potato, which every now and then we'll put that in the soup. And I use those greens. I'll use that that delicious sweet potato. And then I usually have some protein with it, something that's protein. And this is if you're going to do something that's solid and it's not for the intention of a detox, it's intention for maintenance, I'll have some type of healthy protein. If, if you're vegan, I usually have like some healthy little small bowl of black beans on the side. I'll do a little, I don't do the potato with the rice, but a lot of times I have the black beans and a little brown basmati rice. I have the greens and then just a nice salad with some cucumbers and things. The beautiful thing is you can almost take this exact same meal, and if you are want to do something that's less taxing on your digestive system, you can have a piece of that sweet potato with those same kale greens and garlic. You can put some more greens in it, and you can actually blend them up after you cook them with the broth, and you can make a delicious, hearty soup. So that's what is wonderful about it. If you're just on a maintenance plan, which is, you know, how we eat regularly, I like the solid foods. I'll do the sweet potato or either the black beans and rice and or black eyed peas. And what I love about it is I know people, I come from the South, people put meat in everything, and they've tasted my beans, Dr. Ronnie, and they've been like, wow, these taste just as good. I'll put a little onion,
you know,
and I'll put
I love
garlic
beans.
In it.
And I know it's time to wrap up the show, but I wanted to say, you know, beans and rice is my favorite meal. You know what? I can't help it. Beans and rice is my favorite meal. The last thing I wanted to leave everybody with on the 10 healthy tips, and I leave this at last because it's true. Let's say it. Attitude does affect your health. Science have not been able to prove that, but there has been testimonies all around the world. Certainly, many people will testify that their attitude keeps them healthy, and many others are convinced that it will make a big difference on how they see themselves when they're ill. So a positive attitude helps your illness. It helps your life. More next week. Thank you so much, Dr. McCabe. You're a pleasure to have a radio show with. I love you dearly. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.